obviously is not the way we wanted it to go, but you and I, we talked out in Sheboygan, and I think Kevin said the same thing. We played 10 times. We each went 5, right?
Absolutely. One of the best baseball games I've ever been involved in, Jack. So it's no fun coming out on the wrong end of that, but we called it a long time ago. Everybody asked, what's the district going to be? And I said, well, one run, 3-2, 1-0, 2-1. You know, literally, it was great baseball. What do you say? I mean, a 1-0 game that went 9 innings, fantastic. It's just disappointing, that either Sheboygan or us had to lose this game, and obviously we ended up on the wrong end of it. I can't tell you how proud I am of our kids. We really raised the level of our play. Two phenomenal pitchers that they have out there. Wilkham pitched awesome. Stemke's got some arm issues going right now, and that kid battled.
He dug deep, didn't he?
He dug really deep, and you could tell. Yeah, he was a little bit. He had a little bit less than what he normally does. We barreled some balls up, and we just couldn't string a lot together.
But couldn't get that big play. We had plenty of base runners.
But either could they? We had when I sent Eli, I thought the ball kicked about 5 more feet farther, and I thought, hey, we got to take a shot, and that was a bad call on my part, and I got to own that one because that was on me. But here's the deal, Jack. Somebody had to make plays, and that's I kind of forced the issue on that play. But what did we finish? 25-9 or something? Phenomenal season. Seniors, so thankful to that group. We had an incredible group of seniors last year, and I was like, boy, I don't know if we can match what we had with seniors last year, and our seniors stepped it up this year in leadership. And hey, where were we, Jack, when we played Sioux about a month ago, and we were in the dumps? We were about 7-5. I'm like, are we really a 500 team? And what are we, maybe 20-2 in the since that time, I think. So we've played as good a baseball as anybody in the northern half of the state the last month. And that says a lot about our kids. So thankful, or thank you to our seniors. And hey, I don't want to dwell into the future, but we had some young kids out there today too. And I think our district's going to be pretty darn tough the next couple of years. There's some young and up and coming teams, including us.
And Sault Ste. Marie, who saw earlier.
Sault Ste. Marie is going to be a heck of a team too with some pitching. And what do we do? Continue to improve as a program. And I'm so proud of our kids. It just, like I said, it's just disappointing to come out on the losing end of this.
All right, I'll let you say your thank yous to, I know all the things that this team went through and the administration support that you've had from Kristen and from Kobe. I mean, just thinking only about the Gaylor trip and how people had to quickly work together to get us a hotel room, that kind of thing.
Yeah, our parents are phenomenal. And I got to sort out banquet, but I'm probably thinking we'll do something Monday night. But I had it organized, but I want to wait till we lose. So so we got that coming. We need to celebrate our season. We'll hurt on the way home. But so thankful to our parents, obviously. Our superintendent and AD, Jaron Ginden is good a trainer as there is in the state of Michigan. Jared and Hunter couldn't do what they do without Jaron. He kind of pieces everybody back together. We've got a lot of support in our community. Like I said, I like the direction of our baseball program, and the fact that we've put a JV program together, the last 4 years too, is solid. And
yeah, give Bailey and them guys.
Bailey's done a super job with that team down there. I know we've got a good group coming, in the middle school. And like I said, just time to reflect on, give it a little time and reflect and move on. Obviously, we want these kids playing summer baseball and improving and, coming back next year. But like I said, the future's bright for Escanaba baseball.
Well, and thank you for all that you do. People don't know how many hours as a coach. And to Randy Kleiman, your assistant coach, and Chopper. I mean, all the guys. I mean, you guys put in a lot of hours behind the scenes. Most people that just come to games don't see that.
Yeah, my assistants have been huge. Coach Kleiman does all the little things that nobody sees, and just to have the support we have with that, it just helps. You can't be a practice without three or four guys to have a solid practice, and it's a lot to say about our success. We got people that want to be involved too, so that's a good thing. And like I said, bummer not to be playing, but like I said, it'll hurt for a while, and we'll move on.
All right, Scott. Well, thank you for everything, and it's been great. And I enjoy every day we kind of spend together with these guys. I kind of grow on you after a while. I've known them all since they were 10, 11 years old. And good luck to all of them, and good luck to you. And we'll be back, God willing, next year for another season.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jack.
All right, thanks, man. Okay, that's Scott Hansen, the coach of the Eskimos, and that's going to wrap it up. The folks here in the Sioux want to close the press box down, and I don't blame them. We're going to...